This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and Digestive Information channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with the authors of the book, Trust Your Gut, Get Lasting Healing from IBS and Other Chronic Digestive Problems Without Drugs, Dr. Gregory Plotnikoff and Dr. Mark Weisberg. Dr. Plotnikoff is a board-certified internist and pediatrician. He has received numerous national and international honors for his work in cross-cultural and integrative medicine. Dr. Plotnikoff serves as an integrative medicine physician at the Penny George Institute for Health and Healing and as senior consultant, Center for Healthcare Innovation, Alina Healthcare, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dr. Weisberg is also a clinical health psychologist. He is a community adjunct professor in the Center for Spirituality and Healing, University of Minnesota, and is a fellow of the American Psychological Association. For the past 25 years, he has specialized in helping his patients heal from chronic pain. Gentlemen, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Great to be here.
Thanks so much. Nice to be here.
Thank you both for coming out this morning. So first of all, Dr. Plotnikoff, tell us what we should know about probiotics and this new science revealing the gut-brain connection based on a new UCLA study.
We should know that we've entered a new era of medicine, and that new era is how our gut intestinal bacteria regulate us, mood, energy, metabolism, immune function, even cognitive function, that is, brain power, is actually in our gut. And lo and behold, we live in an era where our guts are too easily out of balance and put us at risk for many issues, including all the forms of intestinal distress.
And Dr. Weisberg, if you would, explain why our gut is not the enemy.
That's a good question. The reason that our gut is not the enemy comes down to this principle, first of all. We are hardwired to avoid pain and to fight pain. So when we feel pain in any part of the body, our initial response is to try and fight it. We guard against it. We tighten up. We try as quickly as possible to get a medication or some procedure to try and treat it and get rid of the problem. Sometimes when in chronic symptoms, though, in this case, our gut and the messages from our gut of pain or bloating or other types of uncomfortable symptoms may actually be helpful signals trying to get our attention to something that we need to do differently about how we pace ourselves, about changes we make to our diet, and other such changes. So part of what we try to teach people in our book is how to change their relationship to how they respond to painful sensations in the gut. Because oftentimes our gut has something to teach us about how to change our lifestyle in a way that can be beneficial.
What should our reaction be to symptoms which are messages from our body?
Well, number one is recognize that these are forms of intelligence. They're not there to be suppressed or medicated away. They're to be responded to listened to. And Trust Your Gut helps people translate these pain messages or other symptom messages into an action plan that people can do to actually address the underlying causes.
And I would add to that that, of course, and we mentioned this in the book, we assume that when people have abdominal symptoms that they have first been checked by a primary care physician or gastroenterologist so that the more serious diseases have been ruled out, colitis, inflammatory bowel cancer, those sorts of things, so that once that's been done, you know that it's safe to start to learn how to listen to the symptoms and sensations of your body in the way Dr. Plotnikoff was just talking.
Today we are with the authors of the book, Trust Your Gut, Get Lasting Healing from IBS and Other Chronic Digestive Problems Without Drugs, Dr. Gregory A. Plotnikoff and Dr. Mark B. Weisberg here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Digestive Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What are two powerful new tools to assist with gut healing?
Well, Tool number one is actually a variety of exercises to develop awareness. The book is centered on what we call the core, centering, observing, restoring, ensuring. And centering and ensuring are approaches that develop awareness. And we can tell people that, yes, there is hope, yes, there are things you can do, and step number one for all of this is awareness. And with that are exercises, for example, to understand relationships between food and symptoms. And so food symptom diary is one type approach. But we also look at the comprehensive picture, including sleep and energy patterns and other types of rhythmic activities that are really important. And likewise, Dr. Weisberg, contributes mind-body exercises that he can describe.
Sure. And in fact, two of the new tools that we highlight in the book, one is called ecological rebalancing, and the other is neurohormonal retraining. And they're fancy-sounding terms, but here's what it breaks down to. Ecological rebalancing has to do with all the things that Dr. Plotnikoff was referring to in terms of becoming aware of the proper balance of healthy bacteria in the gut, factors both external and internal that affect the very important internal environment of the intestines. Neurohormonal retraining, the other big tool, has to do with the fact that most patients who have IBS and related symptoms have their nervous systems have become hypersensitized, and they've actually learned to respond to the sensations in their gut as if they are a threat. Neurohormonal retraining is a very specific method that we teach readers to learn in the book that shows people how to literally respond to the sensations in their gut differently than what they typically do. By doing that, you can actually change the brain and change the connections between the brain and the gut so that our brain learns that the sensations in the gut that are uncomfortable are not a threat. And once you learn that, it totally changes how your body responds to painful sensations and can be very empowering and helpful in reducing abdominal pain.
And lastly, what are foods to avoid and foods that support a healthy gut? I'm sure the listener would appreciate that information as well.
Yes, so going to a grocery store, here's what one should be looking for. Number one are foods that support a healthy gut include fermented foods. These are foods such as sauerkraut, such as kimchi, such as a whole new product line called lacto-fermented vegetables. Lacto meaning lactic acid-producing bacteria. These are what our great-grandparents all did to preserve food many years ago. Lo and behold, it also preserves a good life. Cultured foods can be very helpful as well. And then there's a whole list of vegetables and other foods that actually support friendly, beneficial bacteria in our gut. And these include things like Brussels sprouts and asparagus and artichokes and leeks and legumes and things like jicama and a variety of things along that line. The focus is we consider the gut not to be a gutter, but to be a garden. And our mission in life is to be a good gardener. And a good gardener means having good seeds, and so we can talk about actually supplementing with probiotics, but also having good fertilizer, Miracle-Gro, which would be called prebiotics. And our grocery stores are full of these, and backyard gardens can be full of these. And so we very much want to encourage people to also look at foods which are rich in certain fibers. So this is a new quote, beans. Beans would be really quite good for us.
How about that? How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the book and make their purchase?
Well, first of all, you can go to our website, which is trustyourgut.com. Where you can find out information more about the book, about about us, about resources that are available, specific tools and exercises on the website. And, of course, the book is available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. The website has lots of information about people, about what people can get about the book. And also, in the book itself, there are several places in the book where it refers to the website for additional information. So TrustYourGut.com and Amazon.com would be the main sources.
We certainly appreciate the both of you coming out this morning. We've been speaking with the authors of the book, Trust Your Gut, Get Lasting Healing from IBS and Other Chronic Digestive Problems Without Drugs, Dr. Gregory A. Plotnikoff and Dr. Mark B. Weisberg. And the website of reference, once again, is simply TrustYourGut.com. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much. It's great.
You bet. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management and Digestive Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.